they're spiraling just like you.
Welcome back to Spiraling. I'm Katie.
I'm Serena. And happy holidays. This is a
happy goddamn holidays.
I know, right? We're like, how many expletives can we front load the episode with? So I would just issue a warning that people should probably not listen to the holiday episode with children around.
Probably not. Probably any of Spiraling, to be honest. Spiraling. Definitely season two. Season one might have been pretty mild, family friendly.
I think we kept it tighter. Katie and I were just talking about this, about how far we've come since season one. But it is, in fact, the holidays. It is, when this is being released, Christmas week.
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah. 2021 is almost upon us, which feels batshit crazy. But I don't even know. How do we even begin? I mean, we're going to begin with our spirals, which are not, my spiral is not holiday related. But
dude, we didn't even, I forgot how to do this podcast. I didn't even think of a spiral. So do your spiral and then I'll pull something out of my ass.
Are you ready? This is kind of a heavy spiral. So buckle up, everyone. Okay. So the past, this happens sometimes from time to time. I don't really know how to label it. It's almost like a combination of imposter syndrome and perfectionism and self-loathing combined. And those three together sometimes... Cool. It sometimes makes me question... on an existential level, what am I doing with my life? But on an actual day-to-day level, everything that I do work-wise, even if it's sort of mundane and not particularly creatively challenging, just gives me so much anxiety and there's so much second guessing involved. And I don't know how we haven't discussed this before, but when I do live television or a live cooking class or a live interview, I'm okay. When I have to record things by myself, I am a disaster. I will do 1 million takes. And if anybody follows me on Instagram, I sometimes just post them because they're deeply hilarious, but I'll try to keep the camera rolling, versus turning it off and on because it's on a tripod. So I'll just be like, good morning. No, that was terrible. Do it again. Good morning. Why do you sound so weird when you say good morning? So I'll switch on. Hi. And you're like, that's too enthusiastic. I don't know. It's little things, but yesterday, so this has been happening all week. It's Wednesday. So, but since the middle of last week, basically, every single thing I've recorded yesterday, I had to record a 30-second clip in which I recommend two products for, it was a sustainability thing. And it took me 1.5 hours to record 30 seconds. And I then had to watch them back to pick a take. And I got super in my own head about the way I look. I mean, throwback to the vanity body image issue. I was like, is the left side of your face completely fucked? What's going on here? That's just one example, but I had to shoot a recipe today for the blog and it was part of a partnership. I shot it 3 times. I reshot it 3 separate times, in different cookware. And I just got super in my own head about it. And the more I think about it, the more I spiral and I'm just like, is this terrible? This is so bad. Why is this so bad? And I'm a little bit out of especially when I'm out of practice with something, I'll get really anxious about it. And I'll be like, wait, and I haven't done photography in a bit, in a couple months and just messing around in Lightroom and editing photos and stuff. And I was like, I can't figure this out. And I was getting really agitated and anxious and just all of these things, the iterations of filming something over and over or reshooting something, then the spiral gets bigger because I'm like, you are acting nuts right now. Mm-hmm. And you need to rein yourself in, get it together, woman. And there's that feeling of, I have the opportunity right now to reframe this and be like, you're doing fine. You're just out of practice. Everything is going to turn out okay. Get some feedback from somebody else. Know that you've done this before. All of that, you know, positive self-talk. And instead, I've just sort of been choosing to not do what I know is good for me, and instead just like lean into the spiral and be like, everything's terrible. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, I know that I'll come out of it. And I kind of have I think a lot of us may be experiencing some version of like end of the year mayhem, you know, like everybody has to invoice stuff to get sent out. Everybody wants their, you know, sponsored content going live. I have deadlines for like a bunch of projects that are starting in the new year, but like everything has to be squared away before the holidays. People are going bananas on Instagram because they're changing up their holiday menus and they're cooking things. And like, I feel like I'm like supposed to be at their beck and call. And there's like all of these things compounding that I think everybody may be experiencing in some form, regardless of what you do. And like, if you're like, I imagine parents are probably freaking out about doing a lot of figuring out family things for the holiday. We're going to talk about all this stuff holiday related, but I'm sure that I am not alone in this feeling. And so if anybody else is just going through like a sort of panicked final weeks of 2020 phase, like I'm in it with you. And I mean, I have been also lapsing on, I don't even like the term self-care anymore. I've been lapsing on like tools. Anxiety tools stuff. Like I haven't worked out yet today. It's almost 7 p.m. I'm like, I really need to do that just because like I feel my brain feels so all over the place. And like it probably would have been helpful if I did it this morning, but we don't beat ourselves up about those things. But like, and like I realized, you know, we've talked about this in past episodes, like I really lose my appetite when I'm super anxious. And I realized at like 5 o'clock that I had not eaten lunch. So I had to have like a weird half in between lunch dinner thing because I was like, you have to eat. And like, I just feel like off my game. And I think sometimes it just feels good to be like, I'm off my game, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And can we tell the people that you don't have heat right now?
Oh my God. And like on top of that, our boiler is just like flat out broken. And like we need, I don't know, you know, I don't like, I feel, again, I feel so just sort of confused when it comes to like how things work. So I'm like, okay, so the boiler's broken, but like, what do we do? And so we've had no heat or hot water for going on 3 days now. My hair's very greasy.
Wild to me.
And I'm like, I'm literally sitting in my bed under the covers right now in a turtleneck with the space heater pointed at me. So yeah, that's been compounding things because I actually, weirdly, I get one of my, I don't think I've mentioned this before, but when I get panic attacks, I kind of get the chills sometimes beforehand. So being really cold is kind of a weird anxiety trigger for me.
Oh God, this is terrible.
I just put that together. Like I've been sort of like shivery. Like I don't like to talk about panic attack symptoms per se, because I know that it's triggering for some people, but like that's a thing for me. Like I get kind of shivery when I'm panicking. And I've been kind of shivery for almost 3 days now.
Every experience of a panic attack that I have had, it's like kind of like a cold sweat, you know, like it's heart racing, but cold and somehow sweaty. That's what it's
somehow also sweaty, which is, oh my God. Speaking of sweaty though, like I really get bad stress sweat, and this is unrelated to my spiral, although it should be one. Last week, I got the craziest pit stain on one side of a turtleneck that I was wearing, and it was like so enormous that I was like, what's wrong? Like, are you dying? How is this happening right now?
You know, that's so funny because I had...
It was only on one side too.
That's funny. There's a podcast that as you know, I love Busy Phillips, and on her podcast, her co-host was saying that she has been smelling really bad in just one armpit.
Weird.
Yeah. And this was both armpits, I think, but yesterday I smelled like, and I want to like go to my like feedback to your spiral in a moment, but yesterday I smelled like a teenage boy. Like, I was so stinky. It was so strange. And I was like, and I had showered that day, but I realized, this is like, has nothing to do with anything. It's like uninteresting. I realized I just didn't wash my armpits in the shower. Like, it's like the main one that you should wash.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I just forgot to do that in the shower. Like, I washed my hair, I shaved my legs, I like did all the other areas. I just forgot that one. And it turns out, like, important one. I had to shower later that day.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst. That's the worst. I mean, I get like really self-conscious about stress sweat smell because it's very smelly.
It's so interesting. Okay. So your spiral is like so many things at once. And
it's so many things.
I just really feel you. I mean, I'll keep this tight because we talked about it a little bit before we started recording, but it's just like, it's compounding. I think when the stuff compounds, it's really hard. And like, you know, I relate to so much of what you said, and you're doing great, and I love you. And I what I love about this show and our spirals is that, you know, it is like a AA meeting or a Al-Anon meeting, in the sense of like, we get our 3-minute share, and then instead of like not, if anyone's familiar with 12 steps in those rooms, like you get 3 minutes and you share, and then there's no feedback or crosstalk. But I think what we do is like we share and then we give each other feedback, which I love, you know, but
very soothing.
Yeah, it's really vulnerable. And there's like a low tolerance for bullshit in those rooms and in this show. And, you know, I just think, Serena, like this year has been so much on so many levels for everyone. Please see the creative suffering, that too. Comparative suffering episode.
Yeah.
And really everything from this season and the bridge season with the pandemic and blah, blah, blah. But then also like, I feel like you had a particular dose. I mean, again, everyone had a particular dose comparative suffering, but like you also moved and your work is just really up and down. And this time of year, it's really intense on top of all these other things. And so it's just a lot, and it's a lot for a week to have no heat and just be gentle with yourself. I think and you are, and I know you know all this, but it was interesting to say that you were off of your tools, because I think I have been off of my tools as well. And I guess this can lead into my spiral, but my friend Sophie, who you know, who I've spoken about before, she's 26 and she's like kind of a Buddha to me. and she's just very wise and also anxious. and she said to me about something I was spiraling about, like, you have to protect yourself from your own mind. And so, okay, so this will be my spiral then. Today, I was feeling really good last night. Like, I hadn't done my tools for days, but last night I really did. I like, you know, did the dishes and cleaned the whole apartment and got into bed at like 10 o'clock. And Sophie and I had gotten tacos like early, and I like ate like a proper dinner. And like, it was just, I did everything correct, right?
Yeah.
And this morning I woke up very early and I had like so much I wanted to do today before we were recording. And I realized that like in the mornings, it's positive for me to, and this goes back to protect yourself from your own mind. It's kind of talking about like overthinking, right? Like what my spiral was me deciding if I should do something like send a text to someone. And I was feeling really good about that choice. But then I've been feeling a lot of anxiety and this might be codependency, but it's feeling like I will overgive or I'll like overextend myself. And it's not that it's not reciprocated, because that's not about that. It doesn't need to be reciprocated in real time, but just, I just don't want to feel foolish, and it makes it really slows my self-worth if I feel like I'm overgiving it and people on the other side, I'm not met with that. And in most of my friendships, I don't feel that way. And I really, almost all of them, but I have moments still. And today, this morning, while I was trying to make this choice and I was trying to get all these things I wanted to get done, it's taking extra nurturing, and I'm needing extra encouragement right now, because I think we all kind of are, and things are intense. And I felt like I was giving so much in this relationship and it wasn't being reciprocated when I kind of needed it. And that made me feel, I wanted to let that go. And I was listening to music and I was just taking a long time to get out the door listening to music. And I was stewing on this. And I figured out that like one tool for me that is helpful, since I live alone and I don't have anyone around me, is listening to podcasts in the morning or listening to like smart people talk about the world or laugh or whatever is actually better for me than listening to music in the morning, because it distracts me a bit from my own brain. And sometimes just like staying on a topic too much, you can talk yourself in or out of everything. Like our minds are really powerful. And I guess I share that thing about my spiral becoming a bigger spiral, because I wasn't like most mornings I listen to Maron. Mark Maron has this little like morning show that I listen to every morning, and I didn't listen to it today for some reason. And anyway, I just think that's a new tool for me. And I think for people who live alone, especially in this time, like that might be something that's helpful, because yeah, my spiral of, I think it's codependency maybe. And I'm reading this book, Codependent No More. And it's really on the nose.
This is amazing. Yeah, this is amazing. To the point.
I know. God damn. But anyway, she says in this, she was like, never do things that you really, a sure sign that you're being codependent is doing something that you really don't want to do. And I've done that. And then, you know, you can talk yourself in and out of everything. And then it's like underneath you're resentful. Do you feel like you have that tendency at all?
Yes. This is my entire life online, Katie.
Cool,
it's just
great.
Like people demand absurd things from me. And then instead of saying no, or I can't take that on right now, I'm like, sure, let me plan your Christmas dinner with you. Like, let me take. Oh, and then sometimes God. They won't even say thank you. And I do this. I use the online example because it's just much more prolific. I think in my real life, I think this happens in my family a lot. Is like, I feel like I show up and then when I need something, I am not supported in the same way sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, that's hard. And sometimes I do feel like so overwhelmingly supported and I almost go the opposite where I'm like, this is uncomfortable. Yeah. I want to be the overgiver. I am not safe here, you know, and I don't totally. Like that either.
But I think it's incredibly self-aware to know and recognize in the moment that you are stewing and the reason why you're stewing, because sometimes, you know, like I feel like that sort of dissatisfaction in how somebody is showing up for you can, you'll just sort of find yourself feeling annoyed with them versus being like, oh, I could actually communicate this to them, because there is a strong possibility that they have no idea that I need a little bit more support right now, you know? And there's a fine line between like every time you feel unsupported, be like, excuse me, if I could have a little bit of extra love right now, that would be great. But sometimes I think it is worth hashing it out. And I think Katie and I talked about this, something related separately. And I think it's important to bring up that we don't communicate with our friends in the same way that we communicate with our significant others, like romantic, you know, partners. If I am like annoyed with Logan, am going to pretty much always say in the moment that I am upset or angry or sad or whatever it is. And I know that's not in every relationship, but I do think it's a little bit easier to sort of quote unquote let it out with your romantic partner, especially these days when a lot of us are like with them 24/7. You're like, why are you doing that? That's annoying. You
know? Yeah. Like,
whereas with friends, it's a lot harder. I don't think we feel as safe to communicate. I think we tend with friends to like focus primarily on positive communication, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I also, something that's really helped me, because I've been working on this, some things that have helped me in friendship specifically, because my closest relationships currently, I don't have a significant other. I haven't seen my family in a year and I don't have siblings and we don't talk that consistently. So my closest relationships are my friendships. And I think because of being an only child, I feel this closeness with friendships that I've talked to other only children that is pretty common, I think, because of not having siblings. And anyway, some things that have helped me are knowing that someone's 100% might feel like they're giving their 70% because your 100% is really different than theirs. Mm-hmm. And that has been helpful for me to know. And that doesn't make it less hard. Like my friend Simi, like her and I are very similar in how we communicate and how we show up for people. I've never felt unsafe in that relationship. I've never felt like unsafe. It sounds dramatic. I don't feel unsafe in my other relationships, but like I've never felt anxious in that relationship ever. Yeah. She's just always, and if she's always like, we'll just say it to each other. Like, oh my God, I haven't heard from you. I'm mad at me. Like, yeah, like we're just like really so chill. It's one of the few relationships I feel that way in, but I'm getting better in my other relationships by like, okay, lowering my expectations. My therapist a couple years ago said, like, not everyone communicates or gives like you and your mom. Like, you're just going to need to know that that's different. And that's a tough pill to swallow, but I've been trying to swallow it. And I've been trying to just allow myself to sit in the discomfort instead of sending the text, instead of, you know, and diversifying my friendships in the sense of like putting my eggs in different baskets and not just one, because I have a tendency of elevating one relationship over the next or waiting around for one and not communicating with another, like whatever. And those are things that have helped. And then one more thing I'll share is Simi actually told me this because I was talking to her about this exact thing of like how I feel like I'm feeling foolish about how much I'm communicating or how much I'm giving when I'm not getting that back. And she was like, you know, a therapist told me recently that I wish I remember the exact language she used, but it was basically like, try to match the level that you're getting from someone, try to match that instead of over communicating or over whatever, try to match whatever you're getting, which is hard for me because I kind of have one mode, which is like pretty smothering, you know?
Yeah. Which is why I love you. I think that's great advice though. I don't know how one self-regulates in that way, but I definitely will give it a shot on my end as well.
I'm trying, man, because it sounds hard, like to be a lot less anxious. And she actually brought up Tim, her husband, who we've talked about on this podcast before. You know, we kind of use Tim and Logan as our examples with this sort of thing. But she was like, I don't know what it's like to be his friend, honestly. Because she's like, I look at his phone sometimes and he has so many unread texts and so many people he hasn't gotten back to. And she's like, and I know he loves his friends. He just like doesn't communicate like us. And it must be hard.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I think about that all the time. There are some people, and sometimes I'm one of them. Like, I really am somebody who either responds to your text or like voicemail in like 3 seconds, or it's going to be like 5 days.
Yep. Yeah. And I can be like that too. And that's what's so funny is like, I can be that person. And I even got a text from someone recently being like, you took so long to get back to me. It really hurt my feelings. Blah, blah, blah. And I was so sad because I have been that person. I'm usually that person. And then I was that to someone else.
No. Oh my God. It's so hard. But I think it's especially hard this year, honestly. But I think that in general, you love very hard. And that's not something that, I mean, I hope you never lose that. But I do think it's interesting to consider from an anxiety perspective what happens when there is an imbalance of loving going on in certain relationships.
Yeah. And there's sometimes I feel an overwhelming ease, and that's so reciprocated. And it might not be reciprocated from one person, but it's reciprocated from something else. And I'm sure I'll say this in my highs at some point, but like when I'm lonely, it never lasts that long. I'm so grateful and lucky that like somebody always checks in on me, or I always have a friend or whatever. And even though everything is closed in LA again, and I live alone now, and I'm very new to this city, I'm okay, you know? And that's a big privilege, you know, as like a single person in the pandemic. Not every moment is fantastic, but a lot are. And I have to like try really hard to stay on that side of things and not let my mind take me to the dark place, because that's there too, but so is the light stuff.
It is. Life is all highs and lows.
Yeah, man. Lows. Spirals and highs.
Spirals and highs. That one doesn't rhyme as well, Katie, but, no,
but that's our show, dude.
Oh, God. Okay. So
let's get to the meat of this.
Those are good spirals. We have already used up half of our time. So we shall move on to the holiday portion of this episode. First of all, what are you doing for the holidays?
Oh, that's a great question. I have no idea. I literally have no idea. I can tell you this. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not traveling. I'm not going back to Michigan. I didn't go back for Thanksgiving. And it's the first year of my entire life, 30 of them, that I haven't been in Michigan for the holidays, and that I haven't been in a place that gets cold. So, you know, it feels like it's just been 1 year of summer to me. I was, you know, as everyone on this program knows, like I missed a winter, and then I've been in LA, and like, it's just, it doesn't feel like the holidays at all. I see Christmas lights here, and like, but I'm really happy about it. I mean, I'm sure I'll do something with some friends here, but you know, I'm with people who are all new to me, and I'm really happy about it. It's a lot less stressful than traveling, and going home and seeing my family is pretty usually stressful for me. So I'm actually really grateful for it. And it might like set a precedent of like figuring out what I'm going to do each year.
Yeah.
But it's going to be wild. And I don't know how I'm going to feel closer to Christmas and New Year's, like not having it all remotely, the experience that I normally have. Like there might be some sadness. There might be some, I don't know, but yeah, there is some like relief in the sense of like, oh, I just don't have to do any of that this year. Cause usually there's this like sprint to the finish of like the holidays are coming, get my work done so I can go home to Michigan, you know, and like relax, which like never really happens. But that's just gone this year. So it's just kind of like, I don't know. I probably will just like do what I do most days, which will be nice.
But yeah, I mean, that's a good, I love that perspective on it, and that it will actually possibly be relaxing, even if it's not the norm or what's expected. I feel the same. Like, I mean, Logan and I are staying here. We're going to be in Sag Harbor. I feel sad because it's Logan's, we alternate Christmas and Thanksgiving every other year. So if my family gets Thanksgiving, his family gets Christmas.
Yeah.
And then the next year it switches. And it's his parents' year for Christmas, and we haven't seen them in over a year now. And I think that's just sad, but we're going to try and make it festive. I think if I'm being honest, and we're always being honest on this podcast, I feel like it's okay to feel, this is a comparative suffering throwback, Katie, but it's okay to feel sad about the things that you're going to miss. Like the past couple years, Logan and I have gone on a trip with two of our, like another couple who's, you know, some of our best friends, and over New Year's, like that week between Christmas and New Year's, and it's something, you know, we look forward to all year, and it's so fun, and obviously we're not doing that this year. And like just the concept of Logan was like, so like, what do you want to do that week? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we're staying in the house, and that's a little bit sad. I mean, we'll make it fun. We got a tree this past weekend. We haven't decorated it yet, but that is imminent. And I mean, we ordered some like fancy steaks, and we'll make it cozy and have our own little party. But it definitely, the funny thing to me is there's something stressful. There's always something stressful about the holidays on every front. You know, there's the travel, there's the actual family dynamics. And so I do think there's a lot of us who are like not going to be dealing with those family dynamics this year, which like is kind of a relief. But then I was thinking of you the other day, because I feel like sometimes, I feel like you might understand this. Sometimes you almost have like nostalgia for the dysfunction.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I'm like, oh, so this is going to be very anticlimactic.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that exact feeling that I'm having, but I'm definitely having this like, that sprint to the finish, I always kind of like that. Okay, here we go. And then scene on the year. You know what I mean? And then
I'm still in that for whatever reason. I think because I'm actually super grateful. This is a thing that I really love Logan for, is he like really believes in like not working on vacation. And I'm a little bit, just because, for lack of a better term, he has a more traditional career. So when he takes time off, he's like, I am not going into work. I am not doing any work, you know?
Right.
And I think for me, like, there's just nature of what I do. There's always emails or DMs or something that comes up where it's like, oh, like, could you be available to do this X, Y, Z? And it's like, I could be, you know? So
yeah,
Logan, I'm grateful to Logan for sort of being like, no, that's vacation week. You do nothing too. And yeah. So I still have that mentality of like, come December 23rd, that is the last day.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. That's great.
So that actually, I am still getting that like holiday, the combination of stress, but almost like a good fun, like this has a finite end date stress.
Yeah.
And it also feels super productive when you like cross things off the list. You're like, fuck yeah, I got that done.
Yeah. 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 I think there's something to be said for that. And I think that's, I need to probably create that for myself. I've gotten more, I think just because we've all gotten so dysregulated this year, yeah. It's been the first several months of quarantine were a real heyday for my work addiction. Cause I was like, well, got nothing else. I'll go all into this one, you know? So it really, that was all I did for March through because I had no friends and blah, blah, blah. It was rainy and cold. You get it. But then come like June, I had friends and I didn't want to work at all and felt stifled and kind of barely worked. And LA is such a daytime city that like people do things during the day and we kind of had to do things only during the day because that's when you could do COVID safe things, you know? So yeah. It was a lot of hiking and bike rides and walks with friends and picnics and whatever. And I was kind of like, do people work here? What do we do here? You know, yeah. Like in New York, everyone's working all day and you hang out in the evenings and it's just not really like that here, I don't think, or maybe it's COVID or maybe it's a combination of both. But now I'm almost feeling like I gotta get to work because I feel like I've taken several months off or just been distracted with moving or whatever.
Yeah.
But everybody, no matter what, like I think it is really important to, even though it is COVID and we've all slowed down in a way, like to still have this time between Christmas and New Year's where the whole world slows down. It's mm-hmm. funny because I remember referencing that during the COVID episodes of like those weeks of early yeah. March when we were warming up to this felt like the weeks between
that dead week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you like it don't really like know that. What day it is.
Yeah. This whole year has kind of felt like that.
Yeah, I could not agree more. I think what I am sort of looking forward to, and I think I really need, is I kind of have been adopting this. I think this is a flaw in the holiday system in general, but I really burn myself out every December. Like I go out, I flame out. And then I usually need like 2 full days of sleep to sort of start to feel like myself again. I am on track, sadly, to do that this year. I'm just more aware of it. But I am looking forward to sort of taking that quote unquote dead week and not forcing anything. And I know that like we've all been inside and like not having a bunch to do anyway. But sometimes I still find myself on the weekends and things like being like, oh, like we have this to-do list get through, and I really just want to take a few days to not do it. And that's obviously a huge luxury. I don't have kids, you know, like I have a job in which I can take a week to do that. But I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of looking forward to that. I also think it's important to, you know, find little things to celebrate and make some new traditions. I think that could be fun. Nobody really knows where our traditions start. So why can't we start a new tradition this year?
A pandemic is a prime time to tradish.
It's such a good tradition time. Rituals, like new ones popping up. I don't know. We've started, I don't think it will become like a permanent ritual, but we've started sort of drinking champagne with our pizza on Sundays, and I'm kind of into that. So maybe that becomes a staple. But I don't know. coming up with, I don't know what this new holiday tradition is, so I just spouted that without giving people any ideas, but I think that could be like a fun way to turn this into something that feels a little bit more memorable for anybody who's feeling a little like sad. I think that something that should be acknowledged is rituals for a lot of us anxious folks are very grounding.
Yeah.
And to have many of them, both positive and negative, like the, you know, crunch and the travel and all of those things, even though those are not the greatest ones, like having the positive and negative ritual rug pulled out from under us, so to speak, is very jarring. Mm-hmm. And very sort of, it's a mixture, there's a lot of, you know, nostalgia, but like a mixture of sort of sadness and also relief, but just disorientation that can be a fantastic breathing ground for anxiety. And also the question of like, I still think a lot of people are asking, like, not that we are ever go back to a normal, so to speak, but it's like, how much longer? Like, what does this look like? What is 2021 going to look like? And I think instead of being celebrating New Year's in the traditional sense, it's like, are we just entering? Like, how is January 1st any different from this, the rest of this nightmare? You know, all of these things that I just think are destabilizing. And I think it's just sometimes, like I said, with my spiral at the beginning of this, it just was nice to say that out loud and just be like, I don't know what's going to happen. I might feel kind of off my game now professionally. I might feel off my holiday game and like, that's okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Gentleness.
I am like going to wear my nice holiday clothes though. Pumped about that. Even though Logan's going to be the only one seeing them.
I mean, we'll see them. I need to see them.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I got really dressed up for Thanksgiving and I felt great about it.
You looked beautiful. Oh yeah. You were in like a sparkly pant, weren't you?
Yeah. I had a sparkly top.
Yeah, I really like enjoyed that.
I wore heels. That only lasted like 20 minutes. My feet swelled up from all the salt and the Thanksgiving dinner.
Dude, I was very into that outfit.
I don't know.
I dressed up also on Thanksgiving.
Did you?
Yeah, I wore a hat and a jumpsuit.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I would like to see a picture of the hat.
I got it. A fascinator. But oh, no, it wasn't a fascinator. It was like a real LA look. It was kind of like a... It wasn't a cowboy hat.
Like a wide brim hat.
Yeah, like a big hat. Yeah.
I bet you look great in hats. You don't wear hats that much. You should. I bet you'd be a super cool hat person.
My grandma always told me I wore hats well.
I imagine you do. I've been trying to be a hat person for years. It's not me. No, I try, but I have such a large head. Like literally most size large hats do not fit on my enormous dome.
It's so funny that you were having that spiral about feeling that way, which I totally understand and I get, and I've been there too. But I've been having this thought of you all week, which is just like, Serena's so beautiful. Just like thinking how beautiful you are. Cause like, no, I just really mean it. I mean, you know, I was feeling lonely the other night and watched your entire Q&A, and like, we're really close friends and talk a lot. And I knew the answers to like, I'd say 95% of everything asked, and I just enjoyed it so much.
That made me so happy. Katie sent me like a hilarious voice note being like, I have watched the entire Q&A.
It was the highlight of my Friday night. I watched it from bed and like sat there smiling. It was a delight. Highly recommend. My favorite influencer, Serena Wolf.
You're the best. That just like made me super happy. But I will say, this is a great segue to something I wanted to be sure to mention when we talked about the holidays, and because it applies to every single day this year and also in our lives, like lean into the little things that make you happy, and those are going to be different. So I just said, like, I'm so excited to get dressed up. If you hate to get dressed up, which there are lots of people who do, congratulations. You get to wear your favorite sweatsuit on Christmas this year, you know, like do whatever feels good. And I think that we've become so current society, but especially this year, we've become so focused on what everybody else is doing and what their feeling good looks like or what their version of happy looks like. And like, I am a weirdo. You are a weirdo. Embrace whatever it is that makes you happy, regardless of how it looks to anybody else. And yeah. I think that's just something, I know that's common sense, but I need to be reminded of it regularly. I literally have to remind myself of it. Just remind yourself all the time do whatever fucking feels good without any sort of judgment or expectation, external validation, whatever it is. Just do it and own it and embrace it. And like, again, could be getting dressed up. It could be literally watching movies for 5 days straight in the dead week, if that's what brings the joy. If you want to like I always found it hilarious that like when everybody was puzzling, I was like, Jesus Christ, I fucking hate puzzles. Mm-hmm. Fuck, you know? Why? And I like tried to do a puzzle at the beginning of quarantine. I was like, why are you punishing yourself? You're literally making yourself more unhappy by doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think also too, like, let it be good. Like when it's good,
yeah,
let it be good. Like linger there. And well, let's give everyone homework and we'll follow up on this as well in the year in review episode, which is coming next, of like, I think, and let's not put pressure on it, but I feel like you and Logan could come up with like potentially, not to like put this on you, but like a real, because your mom has so many traditions on the holidays with you guys and like you really like that. I feel like this year you guys could come up with potentially like a tradition for your family that like will have longevity, and you'll be like, we came up with this in the midst of a pandemic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that is pretty fucking memorable. And, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do that here necessarily, of like being in a lone person, but I do know that I'll probably remember this Christmas more than I remember any of the ones I went home to Michigan for, ate some of the same food I always eat, mm-hmm. got in the same fights with my family and called it a week. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to remember this and whatever I end up doing. And so just lean in.
I love that.
Yeah.
Could not agree more. Now I'm going to be obsessed with coming up with new holiday traditions for us.
I know. I mean, why not? What else are we doing?
Seriously. Also, I'm really excited to do High, Higher, Highest with Logan, like end of the year version.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we do that on New Year's Eve. We do High, Higher, Highest, but like of the year.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's going to be this year. Like, I think it's very easy to look back on and be like, oh my God, that was wild. Like nothing happened or everything happened or like, yeah, I'm eager to, I haven't even gotten there yet to like sit and think about what I learned and what good things happened. And, but I know there are some, you know, and I need to sit with it. Yeah. There's a lot. You're right.
2020, man.
Yeah.
What a ride. I'm now trying to think, I'm like, wow, we wrapped up the holidays quickly. Cause like, you're like not happening.
I will say
this is something important to touch on too. I know that there's a lot, and this is not something personal, it's just an observation talking to people close to me. I know not everybody's in the same COVID boat this season in terms of how family members are feeling, friends, etc. There's a lot of pressure on both ways, and I'm sure people who are listening have different safety views, and I imagine it's really challenging if you are trying to stay really safe and there's like a guilt trip being laid on you for not traveling. I imagine that's incredibly anxiety inducing. So if you're feeling that way, I'm just sending a lot of love your way, because I know it's really tricky to deal with this type of stuff within families and with close friends. And, you know, if you are traveling, you know, maybe there's a ton of guilt and anxiety attached to that. Like, we're not here to pass judgment on your choices. We just want to support people who are struggling with managing their anxiety amidst very tumultuous times. And the holidays are always tumultuous, but I think that this year, like, I mean, I know we focused our conversation on they're just sort of blah and nothing's happening, but I also know that it's a tough time, and like seeing some of my friends who are parents, like trying to make things special for their kids and stuff. I know that there's just a lot going on. So we're always repeating ourselves, like, just be nice to yourself, be gentle, but also don't forget your management tools. And if you do happen to be at home for the holidays, Maybe you're living at home right now, whatever it is. Like, remember that you're allowed to take a time out for yourself. I'm having weird deja vu about our conversation in the holiday episode from last season, where it was like, if you need to like go escape and sit on the closed toilet seat for like half an hour and just breathe or read a book or be alone for fucking 5 minutes, like, do it. And honestly, I think we get in our own heads about not being weird, or and again, this doesn't apply. I always feel like I'm making things sound easier because I don't have kids, but it's like, a lot of times people don't notice when you go disappear for a bit. I've done it in situations where I thought were super noticeable, and then you like come back from the bathroom and somebody's like, hey. You're like, I was gone for 30 minutes and nobody noticed. Like, is that a bad thing? But
I don't,
take a little bit of time.
Yeah, it's so true. I don't remember if I said this. We for sure talked about this last year because I think that's so important. And just take the guilt trip off of yourself if you wanted to go home and couldn't, you know? Or everybody had a choice to make this year that was maybe a bit different than choices in the past, a bit more complex. Complex. And I think everyone, just give yourself the day off mentally. Like, to just even, no one will notice. This year is so untraditional in so many ways that like this thing is going to be untraditional about it too. And here we are, the like grand finale of this wild ride. That's like not even, who knows?
No, but also if you're, and I also know that the holidays are a really lonely time for a lot of people and a really sad time for a lot of people. And also I imagine there are people listening who lost someone to COVID this year. And I can't imagine how you're feeling right now, but you're never alone. And if you need help, please, please, please ask for it. Obviously, Katie and I are not mental health professionals, so please reach out to a mental health professional if you are really struggling. But also know that if you just want somebody to say hi or chat with, Katie and I are always available on Instagram. You can also send us an email to the spiralingcommunity@gmail.com account. We will write you back this holiday season. Absolutely. And I definitely worry about people struggling with their mental health always, but like especially around the holidays. So please know that you're not alone. And also, we haven't talked about this a lot recently, but I've been having some conversations with others about it. A lot of people have reached out to get help they need this year. And we don't talk about it a ton on this podcast just because Katie and I aren't currently on medication, but there is no shame in taking medication. And if you're feeling like you may need medication, there is no shame in taking medication for your mental health. And now, especially with the holidays approaching, if you are really not feeling in a good mental space, please, please, please reach out to somebody and accept help from people who want to help you. I think sometimes we can fail to accept help when it's offered to us for a variety of reasons. And I hope we can all accept a little help when we need it, particularly this season.
Exactly. Well said. Yeah, fully.
Well,
yeah.
We covered a lot. We went from spirals to holidays, ended on a heavier note. So now we're going to bring it back up.
Right. Bring it back up with these highs.
Turn it back up with the highs. I'm sorry that I got very serious on you, but
no, that was really needed. And I agree. And I don't really have anything to add to that other than just like, it's hard normally this season, and it's, everything's intensified this year, and
being a human
is
hard.
Different.
Just acknowledge that.
Being a human who lived through a global pandemic is very challenging.
Yeah. I did not think about these in advance. Do you want to start with your highs?
I did not think of them either, but okay. Here we are.
Here we are.
I'm literally like looking around my apartment. Okay, I'm going to keep these snappy. Number one, did you know that I bought a bike?
No, I did not know that you... Wait, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Inspired by you, partly. Yeah, I got this really cool, cute green bike, and I was riding to meet my friends at coffee the other morning, and my friend's boyfriend texted her and was like, I see Katie right now. She is wearing a green jumpsuit on her green bike, going the pace of a turtle. Like, I was so slow. So my bike and my green jumpsuit is just, I'm wearing a lot of jumpsuits. That'll be number two. Ooh. Like, I literally texted Christine this week and I was like, a day I'm wearing a jumpsuit's a good day.
She's like, that's every day.
Yeah. And I was never wearing jumpsuits before because I think in New York, I would just get too cold, like going to the bathroom. But yeah, I'm enjoying, like, it's just the one thing you have to think about, which is good for me. And I just really love my apartment. We have to keep these snappy. So I just, by popular demand, many people saw on Instagram that I had two refrigerators for yesterday. So I'll just keep this tight, but I'll make this part of my high. I really love my apartment. It's like coming together. The light is amazing. This was probably one of my highs before, maybe. Or I don't know if we've recorded since I've been in here, maybe once. But anyway, I had a fridge. The color I didn't love. Like, I liked it, but I felt like it was like too trendy. Like, it was like millennial pink, but not millennial pink. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It was just, yeah. And I wasn't sure. And all my friends were like, no, it's fine. Just keep it. Like, the juice isn't worth the squeeze and like getting rid of it. And I was like, I don't know. And then I had someone who I really respected their opinion, and they came in here and they were like, yeah, I don't think the color's great. And then I was like, that's it. I'm changing the fridge. So I Wayfair made it really, I don't want to even like say the name of that company, but like,
I know
they did make it really easy to switch it. I'll just say that. And
love that.
Yeah. And I just switched out the color, and I think the new color is much, much preferred. So that's okay. The silly story and all happy ending.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay. Now I feel stressed. Okay, so definitely my high was that we got our Christmas tree, and then when we went to get the tree, this was just like a hidden high in the high. Logan had handed me his wallet to hold, and then I should never be asked to hold things. And then I got out of the car and it fell on the ground. I didn't notice. So we lost his wallet for like 5 minutes, and then it turned out to be like 10 yards back on like the side of the road where I had originally stepped out of the car.
Oh my God.
And like, honestly, Christmas miracle. Like a not exciting story, but the level of ecstasy I felt when we found it was like, this is like the highest. Because I was so terrified.
Oh my God. So
it's like a high and a half high. My higher is, well, I mentioned it a few minutes ago, but we've started drinking champagne with the pizza. And we had this really nice bottle of champagne that my dad gave us as like a housewarming present. And we were like, should we just open it? Like, there's no reason to. We were like in sweatpants. And it's like, sometimes you don't need to save the special occasion champagne. Like, the special occasion champagne is what makes the special occasion. But that was kind of lovely.
I love that.
And my highest, I think probably I've been like wanting to do this creative project and feeling sort of meh on it. And then I got sort of like a half green light from people that I would need to make it happen. And like, sometimes, you know, when something's weighing on you like that, you don't notice it's weighing on you until you're like, oh, this could actually happen. And then you feel like the relief is almost a high. So a lot of relief highs this week. But that was probably my highs because I'm excited about it. And it gives me something to look forward to in 2021. I'm not trying to be cagey. I just like, you know,
I'm so into it. It's so good.
Those are all good things. Good things for us to end on. Shall we disclaim?
Absolutely. Are we doctors?
We are not. We are clearly not doctors or mental health professionals of any kind. We're just two friends talking about anxiety. If you need help, please reach out to a mental health professional. I am botching this disclaimer. I don't have it in front of me, and for some reason I can't remember.
Dude, you're doing great.
And if you're spiraling and you're feeling Wait, hold on. Fuck. Now I cannot mess this part up. This is my line. If you're spiraling, you are not alone. You are not weird or crazy or damaged, and you don't owe anyone an explanation for your mental health.
That's right.
That's and we love right. you.
We love you so much, and we're so grateful that you're here and listening.
Holidays.
Seriously, happy holidays.
We'll see you in 2021 for year in review.
Wild. Wild.
Wild.
We did it. We made it. Another year of spiraling.
Another year of spiraling. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. It really means a lot to us.
It really does.
More than you could possibly comprehend.
We'll do another season. We are here for you.
We'll do another season. Fuck it. We're doing another season.
Here we go. Break out the champagne. Oh, the fancy champagne.
Oh, okay. We love you guys.
You.
Bye.
Thank you again so much for listening. We will be back with a year in review episode, just like we did last year, like we said. But I just wanted to pop on here and thank you again for being part of our spiraling community. To support spiraling and the show, check out what Serena and I have to offer. Serena is doing cooking classes, and I think that it would be really great to check them out and support her and see what is coming in the new year. And on my end, I am relaunching Creative Underdogs in the new year, but right now I am leading a two-part journaling workshop about changing your relationship to resolutions and goal setting and reflecting on the bizarre bananas year that just passed and setting intentions of what we want to create and what our values are moving forward into the new year. So I would love to have you. And if you use the code spiraling at checkout, it gives you 20% off the workshop. So I would love to have you there. Please take a cooking class if you haven't already. I'm going to be in one or multiple of Serena's cooking classes. I really want to learn, and I think they look so much fun, and I haven't done one yet. So maybe we can come to the same one. All right. I hope that you have a cozy comfort and joy season, and we will talk to you in a couple weeks. Love you. Bye.